You are holding Daf Kufla Medalad Omer Aleph. In the last part, the Mishnah said again, if a Kohen sold his animal to Yisrael, and he sold the whole animal and just said over chutz, I'm leaving over the matanas for myself, so then the Yisrael is parted from giving the matanas, like they still belong to the Kohen, so he's parted from giving matanas. So Mar asked the question, the Raminu have a question. It says, Alochom, al menach shahamatanas shali. If a Kohen is selling his bema to Yisrael, and he tells the Yisrael on a condition I sell to you, Amanash, Matana Shali, that the Matana should still belong to me, Alochom is nicer in the Chol Kohen Sheyirtza, that the Yisrael has the right to give these Matanas to anybody he wants to, and it does not belong to the original Kohen. You see, even though you made a Tanai condition, the Tanai is not Chal, and we say the Mechira was 100% Mechira, and therefore you still have to give the Matanas to any Kohen you want. The Mori answers, Al Menaf Achut Koremus. Oh, yes, in the question, this Bryce talks about the Lashon of Al Menaf. That's a condition. So the Mishnah says Lashon of Chutz, excluding the two different things. Chutz, when you say Lashon of Chutz, when the Kohen sold his Behemoth to Israel, and he said the Lashon of the Mishnah was Chutz Menah Matanas, so that's Shiura, he's leaving over. He never sold the Matanas. Rashi says Chutz Shiur means Lashon Shiur. Mashma Sheshayir HaMatonis, he left over the Matonis with his own ownership. Ule Mochron, Lefig of Refet Pot Lelekeach, Shirei Shokrein Hein, Udikavos of Yisrael Hevi Mechayiv Lelekeach, same thing if Yisrael would have been the Mechor, then Yisrael would have been Chayiv. The Chivin Shu Shokhto Olei Ramya, the Misvinime, he would have a Chiv to give it to the Matonis, to the Kain. That's a bit of the Mishnah. But Al Menas, this price is says Lashon of Al Menas on the condition Lav Shiur, that's not called a Shiur. Al Menas Lav Shiur, it's Rashi. El Tanai, it's only a condition. Hakol Mochaloi, the Pshat is really the Kohen sold the whole behemoth to the Yisrael. Al Menas on the condition Shiit Meloi, that he wanted the Yisrael to give him the Matanis. V'rein Bekech Lasnos, and of that the Kohen has no right to make a Tanai. Al Menas is like a Mechira complete. So you have no right to make this Tanai on the Mechira. So where's the question? The Ramino, I'll ask you a question. I'll throw another question. It says, Al Menas, Shamatana Shali, Hamatana Shale. It says clearly that even though the Kohen sells the Behemoth to a Yisrael with the notion of Al Menas, that the Matana should belong to me, the Lachar is the Matana still stay by the Kohen. Like this Yisrael has to give it to the Kohen. So it's a Stira. The Mora says, Enechanam is like a true, but Paul Pligitz and Machlekes HaBraisis, that Mas, Sovra, Manas, Shiurihu, this last Braisa holds that even Lashon of Manas is also Lashon of a Shiur. The Kohen meant to leave it over for himself, and therefore it's like he never sold the Matanis, and therefore he receives that he keeps the Matanis. O Mas, Sovra, the first Braisa says no. O Mas, Sovra, Manas, La Shiurihu, the Lashon of Manas is not a Lashon of a Shiur. And this is called that you sold the whole thing. And once you sold the whole thing, therefore the Yisrael has the right to give the matanas to whoever he wants to. You have no right to make a commission on those matanas. Then it says in the Mishnah, O Maloi Mocholi B'nei Mayeho, if a Yisrael like tells the butcher, sell me the insides of this animal, so even though he gives him the keva, still the Yisrael now will have to give it to a Kohen for matnas kuna, and it's not in the makli, does not deduct from the price. On the Rav, and in the second case of the Mishnah was, let's say it says Shokoli, let's say I want you to sell me a pound of meat, and then the Tabach gives him over some of the Keva, then even though the Mulakeach has to give it to a Kohen, but he has the right to be Menachah, he has the right to deduct the price from the butcher. So on the Rav says in this halacha, Loishonu Velesha Shokoli Yatzmei, that's only if the Yisrael waited out himself. He made the wait. He waited out. Rashi, Sheshoklu Nakech Liyatzmoy, the Chiv and the Tabach Lenogram, since the butcher did not touch it. Eimei Baal Devorim Shokayin, he's not the Baal Devorim of the Kayin. Lefikos therefore Zeh, Lokeach Neisnam, therefore the one that bought it, he has to give the cave, let's say if he has it, to the Kayin. And then Vushoyo Lei Hadomim, and then he goes and asks back the money from the butcher. Because really the Tabach was the one supposed to give it. So the Keach did not really mean to buy the Keva. Avo, but Rav says, Avo Shokol Le Tabuch, let's say the Tabuch was the one that waited out and gave him the Kevom, so Adinin in a Tabuch. Then the Kohen has a right, has a Tvei to go to the Tabuch, not to the Lekeach. Rashi says, Avo Shokol Le Tabuch, Adin Shokoyin, Machlekusav Tviyosoi, is Af Ala Tabuchu. He has a right to go to the Tabuch. V'ha Tabuch Choyzer Aleyim, Im Yesh Ben Nesn Lekeyin. Rashi before Shabbos Shogozom, the after matabakum of Yudiv. We just mean say also, if the Kohen wants to, he can go to the Yisrael, the Lekeach that has the matonis, and take it back from him. But the Chiddush is that the Kohen, if he wants to, has a right to go to the Tabach and tell the Tabach, listen, you have no right being shokel, weighing out my matonis, and therefore either go and give it back to me, or else give me the money of it. So that's the Chiddush, that the Kohen can go to either one. It's up to him either to go to the Lekeach or to go to the Tabach. That's Rav Halacha. But Rav Asi Yom, Rav Asi says, Afilu Shokol Le Tabach Hadin Imoi. No, even if the Tabach is the one that waited out, still the din is Imoi with the Yisrael, that the Kohen only has the right to go to the Kohen, the only has the right to go to the Kohen and not to the Tabach. Rashi Dinoi Shokoyin V'Tviyosoi Imolakeyachu. Hoyo V'Yeshnu L'Gzei Leben. Since the Yisrael has it, Lekeach has the cave at the end. The Mokim Shushom, wherever he is, Yelech, the Kohen would have to go there. The Kohen cannot go to the Tabach, but he has to go to the place where the Matana is. He has to go to the Yisrael. So what's the Machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi? So Gemara says, Lema, let's say, B'de Rav Chizdah, Kol Mislo Gediyav, Gen Rav Chizdah, Halochom. The Yom Rav Chizdah is the one that says, Gozal, V'lei Nisiyai Shura Bailim. Case was somebody made a gzela, a goslin stole something, but the bailam was not miyayish yet. And a second party comes and eats it from the ganef. So the locker is rotsim is their goyver, rotsim is their goyver. That Rav Chizda holds that the nigzal, the original owner, has a right to go to either one. Either you can go to the first goslin, or else you can go to the second one. Rashi says, Rotsim is their goyver, the chivon, the koyim yish achlai. Since the second person ate it before, the original owner, the nigza was miyayish, the achron heaven and iyo gazlan alayim. Therefore, the second one out of eating it is eating something that still belongs to the nigzal, so he becomes the gazlan also. So, ko mekam yish, anytime before yish, brushasayu the mariah kaim is still in the rishus of the first owner. Ko hechad yisai, wherever it is. So, therefore, there's like two ganims, two gazlans on this. On the object. So therefore, the original owner, the niggas, have to go to either one of the two. To collect from either one. Not from both, but from either one. That's called Rotsim is their gozer, Rotsim is their gozer. So that's the Machlokes said here. The Mar Isle de Rav Chizda, means Rav holds like Rav Chizda. Therefore, the Kohen has the right to go either to the Lekeach or to the Tabuch. Or Mar Lester de Rav Chizda. And I'll tell you, Rav Asi does not hold like Rav Chizda. He holds no Lemaitre now, the Matonis, is by the Lekeach. So the Kohen has to go to the Lekeach and not to the Tabach, not to the first Goslin. He has to go to the second one. So Moses says, no, it could be the Sata Machlokes. Could be the Kuli Yal Mislud Rav Chizda. Everybody agrees to Rav Chizda. But she says, the Goslin, the Yal Moshe Goslin, Kohen Oysa, the Goslin, Lusin L'Shalin. That usually by a Maisik Zela, when the first Goslin takes it, he has Chiyuv, the Geneva, he has Chiyuv to pay it back. So everybody holds from Rav Chizda. Even Rav Asi would agree that by regular Goslin, the second one, the Nigzal has the right to go to the first Goslin. What's the Machlokes over here? I'll tell you over here, but for Ocho over here it's different. For Ocho, the Matnas Kuna, the Gemara says, Nigzalot Kriflugi, that's the Machlokes, could he steal Matnas Kuna or not? So Rashi says, V'hocho b'gozol matnas kuna k'miflagi. Masav matnas kuna nigzelis. You could steal it. Therefore, v'neschayev gazlem b'gazlusoy. L'shalem, the Torah of Gezlem, there is a Torah of Gzela. And masavar, ein nigzelis, no. Rashi says, ein koyach ligzol, l'gazlem. V'chol zeman shein ben, kol zeman ben, tefshatis kol mokam sholchim hachoyiv, mutla mishayim. Whoever the Matana saw, that person has a chiyuv to give it to the Kohen. Etzla nesit l'Kohen, v'rish l'nasa gazlan aleihen. The first one is not called a gazlan. So that's the svara in Rav Asi. That Rav Asi holds there's no din gezer lamatnas kuna, but rather wherever it is, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So the tabak gave it over to the lekayach. Now that the lekayach, the one that bought it, has these matonas, has the kevod lachiyayim uzroya, it's a mitzvah upon him to give it to the kohen. The first one's not a gazlim. Wherever it is, there's a mitzvah to give it. So therefore, the kohen can only go to the lekayach. And Rav holds no, that there's a din gezer on this also. And therefore, when you go and take yourself to somebody else, you become a gazlin. So the tabak became a gazlin. He has kinyon and genever on it. He has a kinyon gazlin gzela that he has to pay back. Therefore, the kohen has a right to go to him. And he could be masni lo lohosh shmaitato biapi atzma. The Mor says, some learn this halacha by itself. And they learn it like this. Rashi says, v'loy b'loshin. And not v'loy b'loshin l'shonu v'matis and kidliel. But they learn it by itself like this. Rav rama matnes kunin gzelas. Rav holds yes, if somebody steals matnas kuna, the din gzeila on it, and therefore the kohen has the right to go and be done with the first gazlin. Rav Asi Yoma, no matnas kuna and gzeilus, there's no din gzeila on it, and therefore the kohen cannot go to the second one, cannot go to the first one, only to the second one, wherever it is. The pshat is not gzeilus, because really it didn't belong to the kohen yet. There's only a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Sayin chanami, wherever it is, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Now the Mishnah says, Ger shenis gayir, a goy that became a Jew, for hois aloy poro. And he had a poro. He had an animal before when he was a goy. And now he became a Jew. So it depends. Nishchato achaloy nizgayir, if he made a shchita before he became a Jew. So lochur is potter, he's potter from matnas kuna, even though he's nizgayir right away afterwards, and he still has the zeroy of lechayim the cave around, but he's potter from giving it to a kayin. Because the Shah Shchita, that's when the Chiyuv Matanas Achal, he was a Goy. Therefore, he's Potter. Mishin is Gayer. Let's say first he became a Ger, and then he shechted his animal. Senechna Michayev. Then Avada, he's Chayev to give the Matanas Kuna. What's going to be Sofik? Let's say he doesn't remember when he made the Shchita, or else somebody else shechted it for him. And we do not know when the Shchita was done before he became a Ger, or after he became a Ger. So, Lachim is Potter. So now this gear was spotted from giving the matnas kuna. Because the klal is, shahamoitse mechaveri olavaraya. That there's no isurim involved here. It's only a mumnistic halacha. Do you have to give away this mumnist and not to the kayin? So we say the klal, hamoitse mechaveri olavaraya, when I suffered yipotta. Tomorrow it says, ki yosi ravdinu ravdimi kain. Omar, he said like this, that romilei Rav Shimon ben Lakish Rav Yechanan, that Rav Lakish asked a question through a question to Rav Yechanan. And it's through a question like this, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Safik Potter, if you have a Safik, if you have a Chiyuv to give the Matnas Kuna or not, when our Safik we say, Moitzer Mechaveri, all over Rai in your Potter. Alma, what do we see? Sreika Lekula, that by Safik and Matnas Kuna we go Lekula, that's your Potter. So on this, Resh Lakish threw a question that Ureminu, I threw off for your question, that says the Mishnah in pay like this. Churi hanamolim shumtech hakomo. If you have the holes, a chur is a hole. Hanamolim at the ends make that shumtech hakomo in the middle of your fields. That your koma means, let's say, the corn field or the wheat field. So in the middle of the field, there are holes there that the molim made. Rashi says shumtech hakomo lefnei hakotzrim shedayin legiyu hakotzum l'sham. They did not come there yet to cut down the wheat or the other corn there. The locker is Hirei Elu Shabalabayas. These things grow to the Balabayas. Rashi says, Kola Nimsa Ben Balabayas. Tiyein Leket Elu Hanoisha B'Shas Ksira. It's only Leket what falls off B'Shas, he cut it down. But here you did not start to cut it down yet. There's no Din Leket. Subshit, any koma, any grain that you'd find in these holes, grow to the Balabayas. What's going to be there over Shalachar HaKoitrim? Let's say after the workers went there to cut down the wheat, now you find some wheat inside the holes. So we have a doubt, when did these kernels come there? Did they come there before the ksira, and then it belongs to the balabas? Or did it come there after the ksira, and then it's like leket, that it belongs to the aniyim? So what do we do? Shalach of our question is like this. Hoi aliyonim, the top layer laniyim, belongs to the aniyim. Rashi says, chitum aliyonim, the top layer of wheat, shal pi achur, ikol lemeimo, leket, and you could say it's leket. Shenosu min ha-shibolim b'shas ha-ksirom. They fell down from the shibolim b'shas ha-ksirom. V'yatach toinim, the bottom layer, Rashi says, on the karka, on the ground of the hole, shobalabayis. because that for sure came about before the Ktsira. Yeah. Rabbi Meir says, no, HaKol Yaniyim, all of it, even the bottom layer also belongs to the Niyim. Shesofik Leked Layer. Because if you have a Sofik, whether this is Matnes Aniyim or belongs to the owner, Minas Sofik, you have to give it. So what do we see? We see Minas Sofik Almo, Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Kari Matnes Kuno, Matnes Aniyim, Minas Sofik Yavichiv. And the Chura Shlokas Kasher is Ru Adin Lamatnes Kuno, Sveik Lechumro. And the Stam Masnis and Rabbi Meir, Tony Sveik Lechumro, with Stephen Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah, usually goes across Rabbi Meir. And here Rabbi Meir holds that Sofik Leket is Leket. So that was Shlokas Kasher through to Rabbi Yochanan. All Malay on this, Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, Al Takni Teini, don't get me angry. Shebeloshin Yochad Ani Shein Oisa. And this Mishnah you have in Peah that says Sofik Leket is Chayiv, that's only a Yochit. Rashi says, Al Takni Teini, don't get me angry. Sofik Leket, Leket Yechidoihi. Shein Shein Oisa, Kamesha Shonis, Div Rabbi Meir, he did not learn it like we learned it, Div Rabbi Meir. Ela Div Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Learned the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said over Mishum Rabbi Meir. That's only Yochad that holds this way, and therefore there's no Stira. We do not hold like this. So that's what Rabbi Yochad has to back out, Takni, Taini, Shabalosh, and Yochad, and Yishoy, Noisa. The Tani was learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Sofik, Leket, Leket. Sofik, Shicho, Shicho. Sofik, pay. Whenever you have a sofik, if this tfu is leket, or whether it's shikha, or whether it's payah, so in a sofik you have a chiv to give it. Sofik, pay is payah. Omruloi, they said back, al tishan oiso. Mizdol al omruloi, this is what Rish Lakish is answering back to Yochanan, saying the question is still a good question. Omruloi, al tishan oiso ela beloshin ben todol. Even if you want to tell me, Rashi says, that it was ben todol that learned this halacha, so what? For your time will come out. Well, what do you answer me? It's a yochid that says it's only Abiyud ben Agra. So what? But the Maestri is saying the reason why. So that reason should apply even to Matnas Kun also. The Yomer Hashem Melokish, my dear sir, what does the Pasuk say? Oni Verosh Hatziku. A poor person is a Hatziku, should make him righteous. My Hatziku, what does it mean to say Hatziku? Should do righteous, do good for him. You learn if you want to tell me, be the Yonim. Means when you have a psak halacha, be nice to the young, to the poor man. Most of that can't be. Well, since the pasuk says, "Vidal, a poor person, lays the head of Rivoy. Do not like respect him, honor him in his fights. So don't stand up. Don't have rachmonas on an ani. You have to make a mishpat at tzedek bedin. Elu rather the pasuk here means only brush at tziku means el tzedek mishalacho v'teimloi. Means be a tzedek with your money and give it him. Meaning to say, if you have a suffix, whether this is matnas aniyam or not. Don't stam say hamoitzim mechaber all of a raya, but rather only if rosh hatziku means you be a tzaddik and give him from yours. It means min asofet you have a chiyuv to give matnas kuno. And a tzaddik mishalach v'tein loy. So here that's what shlokas is stira. Here it says by matnas aniyim min asofet you have to pay. So what does our mishnah say by matnas kuno min asofet you potter? Omer Rav says like this. Chocha poro is a big difference. Chocha now mishnah poro. The Cheskas Ptura Kaima. I tell you here, this poet original, at the beginning of the guy was a Goy. A Goy is Potter from the Matonis. Levi made a Shchita, we have a doubt, the Shah Shchita, was he still a Goy, or was he a Jew? So leave it the way it was, the Cheskas Mikoram, that he was a Goy, and therefore Minasofik would say a Potter, because the Chazaka tells us, it's still in the same matter it was before. Mashen came, come on, this Tfuah that's growing, this wheat, or corn, the Cheskas Ptura Kaima. It's the cheskas chiv that we know the corn. It's the cheskas to say that when you cut it down, there'll be a leket on it. So it's the cheskas to have a chiv matnas aniyim on it right now. Therefore, when I suffer, you have to learn the chazaka that you're still chayiv. Rashi says, "Kamo kishenod lo chasafek blechet v'yatan amida cheskas loy cheskas chivu to miyolim miyamedus lechol lekach." The show Yisraeli, it belongs to Yisrael. And the din of Yisrael is, you have to give your matnas aniyim, you have to give your leket. So therefore, when I suffer, you have a chiyuv to give it. Omalei Abaye said back, listen, there's a loch of a re'isa. What about a doe? Nasis achlo nizgaya potter mechal. The same aloha. If a guy has made a dough, flour and water, made a dough out of it, so he's potter menachala. Mishin is gaya. Let's say, no, he first made the dough after he became a Jew. Then chayiv, he has a chiyuv to give challah. It's only how you were b'shas you made the dough, b'shas you put the water in the flour. Sefik, what's going to be yet a doubt at that time, was he a ger or not? So chayiv, minas sefik, he had a chiyuv to give chala. So again, it's a stirut for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, minas sefik, you put, and here we see minas sefik, you chayiv. And here you can't tell me it's a cheskas chiyuv. Because other rabbi here, the person was a ger before, it's also a cheskas pturim. And still we see, sefik, matnas kuna, you have a chiyuv to give. So it's still a kasha in our Mishnah. Omalei, so he answered back and said, no. Safik Isura Lukumra. Safik Lamina Lakula is a big difference. By Chala, which is a shal of Isar, and it's not to say it's Chalanis, it's Chal the Din Chala on it, it's an Isar, the Din of Chumra on it. And it's also for that, it is Chayiv Misa. Therefore, we're not saying the Harash's Lysam China Chazaka. Our Matonis, but now Misha didn't give the Matnas Kula, ain't Ben Kedusha, there's no Kedusha on it. And a Din Maman, that's all, the Din Maman on it. And then we say the Maisim Chedra, Allah. So therefore, you can ask the question from Chala to Din Matonis. Chala is called the Safik Yisru. There you got to go to Chumra. But Sheikh and Avir, now Mishnah, the Safik Lomayin, you go to Kula. The Yom Rav Chizda, V'chein Toni, Rav Chiyo, Shmoyna, Sveikos, Nemu, Beger. There are 8 Sveikos that were learned about a Ger. Abol of Chiyuvi, 4 times we say you got to go to Chumra. The Abol of Turin, 4 times we say it's Kata. So it's like this. Korban Ishtoim, we have a Chiyo to bring a Korban for his wife. Rashi says, Sofik Yodu Kishod Yab Sofik, when she gave birth, when she was still a guy, or after when she became a Jew already, you have a Sofik whether you have to bring a korban or not. So you have to bring a korban, and that's the Sofik Yisa Chorus, Rashi says, Lecha B'Kotchim, Ach Sofik Kapor, the Mechus Kapor, Masa B'Kotchim, Vienus Chorus. See, your wife would have to bring the korban and a Sofik, because otherwise she won't be able to eat Kotchim, or she can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, she'll have a Sofik, Tumarana. The chala, or then you have a sofik chala, the same thing also, a sofik misin valved as truma, you have to be mafushit min a sofik. Or b'chor behemet tumei, or b'chor behemet torah, l'chiyuvay. You have a sofik if the b'chor, whether it's a behemet torah. Rashi says, also sofik koras l'shech to the chutz. If it has a din kedushas b'chor on it, you shech that outside, you be chayif a shchut echutz. So the chiv misin involved, therefore you have to go l'chumra. Same thing by behemet tumei, means by petach hamor. So Rashi goes according to command the Yomav B'Chayris Sosu B'Hano Achi Yifdenu until you poidirit. Therefore you have to be Mafreshom of Taleh to be poidirit, take off the Yisr, then it belongs to you. You don't have to give it to the Kayin because that's the Klal of Hamas Mechver all over Raya. I call upon him of these 4 things. You have to go to Chumra at least to be poidir the Petach Hamor and to give the Chala and the Korban Ishtoi Ma'ashen Kein Reishis HaGeiz the Amatonas of Pidyon Aben of Pidyon Petach Hamor Lifter, then we go to Chumra, then go to Kula. Charge Rashi Hagayz Kol Hanach Kula L'Ram Yisru Elayin. On these 4 things there's no Issa Elu Amayna Ilka Sveik L'Kula. Rashi Hagayz is Tam HaMitzvah they give to the Kain. It's a moment to take Halacha. So if you have a Sofik whether you're Mechuyiv or not, you have a right to say Ha'Moitz Mechavar that it be Pata. The same thing with Amatonas Matnas Kula or Pidyon Aben, the same thing. It's only Mom's Dik Alocha. So, Asafi Golokula, or Pidyon Petach Hamor, I should appreciate that I've learned before, that about the Mafresh Alet, you have to be Mafresh Alet, take off the Easter Hanosha boy, but Ulu Yatzma, the rest of it belongs to you. So, Kitab is a good teretz on this theory, that on Asafi Momen, you go Lakula, it's only with an Easter involved, then we have to go Lakumra. Mor says, Kiyosi Robin, when Robin came, Omar, he said like this, that Koma Koma, he said over Locha Ravilei. He also found the same type of a question that Rosh Lakish asked Rav Yechanan a theory about Locha of Koma Koma. He is Rechiv to be Mafresh Min Asafik or not? Rashi says it means Matnitz Nachruti Yashka Chorad Meir. He got another brisa. The part to become a Shagir, Sofnitzur Kerem Shazgaz of Mizrav, Min Asafik Yipoto. But Ram Yehudi Toni, Sofnitzur Lekhet Lekhet. And he also has the same theory. Before we found that Sofnitzur Lekhet, the Sofik Matna from Yom Yichayiv, Vishon Alei Belosh and Benagra, and Yishon Alei, so he answered like the answer we said before. Now the Gemara says, Levi Zora B'Kisha. Levi planted Tfua in Kisha this place, and we came to cut down or leave the Kayam, Lehevi Anim Lemishka Leket. There was no Anim in that place to take the Leket. So he didn't know what to do, should he leave it there or not? So Osla came to Rosh Hashanah, get in front of Rosh Hashanah, Omalei, Rosh Hashanah answered him and said like this, the Pasuk says, La'oni v'lager tazer v'isom. He's supposed to leave over your matnas aniyim to an ani.
But the Darshan, v'loyl ovim, v'loyl yaknofim, not down for the birds. In other words, if there are no aniyim there, you don't have to leave it. You only have to leave it if none could take it. But down for the birds, too, there's no mitzvah. So in such a case, Levi would be potter from matnas aniyim. On this mace, we have a question. Is this right? It says, Aloha ein mevi in truma loy migorin liyir, that a Yisrael is not mechuyev to carry his truma that was mafrish from the going out in the fields to the city. Rashi ain't sorach Yisrael l'treach l'hovi truma min ha'goyim l'ir l'yad kayin. The Yisrael doesn't have the chiyev to work to matrich himself to bring the truma to the kayin. Ela rather, kayin ha'lachu mevi. Halacha is the kayin himself has to go and collect it and get it from the Yisrael. That's one halacha. Secondly, v'lemi midbo l'yishev, that the Yisrael doesn't have to carry his truma that is mafrish in the midbar into the Yishuv where we live, but rather let the Kayin come and take it. But what's going to be the Yemein Shom Kayin? Let's say there's no Kayin. In such a case, Seiche Poro Mevia, then the Yisrael has to hire a Poro, hire somebody to carry it for him, to transport it, and bring it into the city. If they have the truma, not to be master the truma. To see the Churmina over here, even though there are no Kahanim around, you have to take the Truma and bring it into the city in order that Kohen can take it. Falcom over here with Darshan by Matnas Aniyim, if you don't have the Nani around your Potter, why shouldn't it be the same Chiyuv that you should have to bring it into the city and give it to other places where you have Aniyim? So Mor says, Shani Truma is different. De Tivlo, Poloi Sagid Le Mafishlo. By Truma, the Pshat is before you take off Truma, it's Tevel. Tevel is also teeth, is an Issa teeth to Truma. Therefore, you're mechuyev to take off the truma. Once you yourself was mafrish with the truma, and echnami, then there's a mitzvah, you have to give it to a kayin. Rashi says, Oiseres hakololov, bishum tev lefikach hakoch etzof mafrish. And once you have to be mafrish, then we say that you have to give it to the kayin. Mashenkin, by the matnas aniyim, is not mechuyev, you don't have mechuyev to be mafrish. If there's no leket, there's no shechra, you don't have to give it to the oni. But since it doesn't have to be, here we say, b'mokim, there's no oni, you potter. We ask the question, Barei Matonis, the law of our Mishnah, the mitzvah to give matnas kahuna, the zroyev l'chiyayim v'keva, the loy tavli, that even if you're not mafresh it, you still allowed to eat from the animal, you can still eat from it. And still the time you learn like this, that mokem shenogu limloig bagolam, the minig was, they used to like, in the ego and the animals, they used to limloig, means they used to cook it up with its skin. Rashi says, shemol genois abroyskin im oiron, used like soak it in hot water with the skin on the animal. For yurta nice and immor, they would eat the meat with the skin. If that was the minikamokim, if so, lo yavshitu esas roya, that you're not allowed to be mashit this roya, this mitzvah's matnas kuna, and you have to give him the shoulder, you have to give him the shoulder with the skin, you can't take off the skin. But she said, el noisna makoyin, kamayshu bi yoroi. The same thing, lavshit, if you want to be mashit, take off the skin off the head, is lo yavshet es alechi. Don't take off Rashi's harosh lo yavshet es alechi. Can Rabin la kamon mikru yisayro? The yav hat semesh of rosh kvosim, even the hair on top of the kvosim, who chayv ripen lo, the koshken or, the yar also goes along with the lechi. When you give the cheeks, you also have to give along the chin, the skin with the cheeks. That's going to be, it says clearly here, the yemein shom kain, let's say there's no kain over here, to give him yamat naskuna, to give him the cheeks, or to give him the zroya of lechiyai, lechiva. So it says here, ma'le noisim b'domin. You, the Yisrael, have to value how much it's worth. The oichlan, you will not eat it. And then later, you just don't give the money to the kohen. What if they have some kohen, not to make the kohen lose out? So who you see also, it's not tevil, you'll not eat from the behema without taking off the matonis. And still the mokim, there's no kohen, where mechayim you to make sure the kohen gets it. I say, you're going to have to sell it now, and then you'll give him the money later. So how could you tell us here, Levi said that, Rav Sheshe said, that by matnas aniyim, we're potter. Samura says, Shani matnas kuna, matnas kuna is different. The nesino ksivode, it says lashon of a nesino, a nosan, that means you have a chiyuv to give it to him. And therefore, if you don't have a claim here, you're mechuyev to sell it, and give him the money eventually. Because there's a mitzvah nesino. Mashenkin, by matnas aniyim, the Torah doesn't say lashon of a nosan. It was just done if you left it over. So that we say, if it was left over, you only have to leave it there if a nonic come and take it. But there's no aniyim around, then the ma'isi apotah, you'll not eat it yourself. So where it says, hash to the yas lohi. Now that you come onto this terrace, there's a difference by matnas kuna. Because it says, loshin of a nosan. Salenshi now, true manami. Nisina Ksivbe, by Truma, what is the Lashon of Inosan? So therefore, Truma, therefore, you also have to sell it or bring it to the Kohen. It's not a Kasha, Matnes Aniyim. Only the Matnes Aniyim is there, Ptur. But by Truma, it's a Lashon of Inosan, Lashon of Yechizu to bring it to the Kohen. For the more now, Vila Tazov Yisera Lomeli. How come the Torah says an extra time Tazov in the Parsha of Matnes Aniyim? Rashi says, Ksiv Beleket, Lomeli, Chad Bekadeshim to you, Vechad Beshoi Keset. What do you have to stop looking for? Lav Rabui doesn't come to Klut, Shafil Vamokim Shananiyim, Shoyim Latniyim, Achim Taniyim. The Chura comes for this Kiddush. They said that even in a place where there are no Aniyim there, you'll have the Chiyah to bring it to another place where Aniyim could take it. So again, the Chura, the Kashan of Sheshis, how could Rosh Sheshis say you're part of a Matna Faniyim? There's an extra time the Torah says, Tazav Yisera. So what would Rosh Sheshis do with this topic? The Mur said, look at the time like one like this. The Kiddush is, Hamas, Yerot Karamoy. If he is all his mouth, he is carrying his vineyard. He makes a hefka. Ula shacha the next morning. Hishkin, he wakes up. Ubot, so like he's very chadak in it, and he cuts off the grapes. So Lachar is now chayyah, the parrot of the olis. He is still chayyah sliwa with the parrot and olis of these grapes. Even though usually, min a hefka you potter, if you zeich min a hefka you potter from these matonis, but here the chiddush is that since you owned it yesterday, even though your mask quit born, the Bible himself comes and says back again, it's not called the complete Hefka. That's the extra process. Tazi Yisera, you still have the Chiyut Libra with the parrot oilus of a Shikha. Uvateya. But a potter min a maestris. For maestris, your potter, the deal doesn't say Tazi Yisera. So the maestris is called a locha that Yisera min a Hefka. Yisera min a Hefka, you be potter.
Alright, turn over.